Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jimbo's, he's a pro, he's a competitive dude, he loves to win. Yeah, of course he wants to take care of himself. Everyone does, and we love to see that, and we love to see it here as many times as we can. We know we have to fit things within the cap and the cash structure and all those things. It's great to see him. And Monday, when I first saw him here, came in for physicals and our goal meetings and stuff, chatted with him a couple times, but no, it's good to see him, and he looks good out there. You can tell he's been working.
Brandon Bean on James Cook. Minicamp is over. Won't see the Bills again for more than a month. After that, though, you won't be able to avoid them.
So. No, and then the games will start, and that'll be so annoying. Just be one every week, and we always be talking about them. It's just so tedious.
Yes. Between now and then, do what you want with the Bills.
Right.
Detach or double down. We've had a lot of fun, I think, the last few weeks talking about, you know, all kinds of different things about them. Particular players like Cook, here Dalton Kincaid already today. You know, the perspective on the season, what the betting markets are saying, their chances, expectations, all kinds of things. And we'll surely do more of that here in the coming weeks while mixing in other pithy takes. There's hockey tonight, right?
Yes, finally. They're back at it. It's been, when did they played game 2 Friday, so it's been one game since last Friday.
Right. And it wasn't close.
Good job. Way to keep after it.
Let's go to CJ. Hi, CJ.
Hey, guys. I know you guys were talking on Kincaid not too long ago, and mm-hmm. I just wanted to say I'm not worried about Kincaid. I know we always talk about the players, but with the Bills and seeing how the system was last year for the players – and us not having the receivers we needed, I think Kincaid was a product of his environment, meaning the receivers not being so well to get them open, and nobody taking a safety off the top. Like, you have to stop our run game and stop Josh Allen from running, but what speed elements do you have to open up his play style? And even Joe Brady, when speaking, said he puts onus on how he utilizes players when he was talking about Elijah Moore. And I also put the utilization on our offensive coordinator, just like we had to figure out how to use Shakir. We changed our OC, and now you find out, okay, he's more of a screen. He's like Pacheco, a wide receiver. He's breaking tackles all the time. And that's how I see us using our tight end in a different manner, so to speak. Let's find a different way to use him. What are your strong points? Don't just use you as a regular tight end. You're not a regular tight end. I don't want to be like Atlanta still trying to figure out how to use Kyle Pitts.
What are his strong points?
If you ask me, his strong points are it's matchups. How do you force a matchup? But like mm-hmm. I said, we didn't have the speed last year to force that matchup. So now I believe we can force a matchup that's favorable for our tight end now.
Well,
the way I see it.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, but then I don't need anybody special. Like if Kyle Shanahan can get anybody open, right? Like, there's McVay, one of these coaches that it almost, can I say, at least almost doesn't matter who it is, but that offense, it's just like there's always this wide open space. And that is not the Bills. And the Bills don't have, you know, at some point the question becomes, well, how do they do it then? But the Bills don't have the separators, and they don't have the scheme where guys are, you know, this is what you want for Kincaid, right? Yep. CJ, like you want other players to make it easier for him to produce, but really don't have that. And what on his own is his, like, are his strengths
yep.
that can afford him that without, you know, the perfect scheme.
I think the speed part, I think, is a solid point and one worth making, and that is one way to threaten the defense. But just being able to separate, beat man coverage, you know, require help is something. So Palmer and maybe you can get to Moore here, although Samuel didn't really get a full, I don't think we got the full Samuel last year, because the speed element, you know, you're going to need your feet for that, and his feet were messed up, and I just don't think he was really himself until maybe later in the year. But can they find a way? Does Palmer being here and being one of the best separators in the league last year, top 10 in that metric, does that, and with a downfield piece attached to that, does that open that up? Does some combination of Samuel and Palmer, and maybe this is where Elijah Moore might come in, route running and speed, like maybe there's just more of a threat. I think when the Bills pivoted in October to, we got to go get Amari Cooper, it was because they were getting smothered. Teams were not respecting their receivers. They didn't have to devote special attention to really anyone, including Kincaid. And so you're just sort of stuck with, I can put a man hat on a hat and go play the feud, and that's a tough way to live in the NFL. The problem becomes, to me, how much are you going to lean into creating that by design for Kincaid? Like, he's got to prove that he can win his matchup, and I think he, you know, I think he's athletic enough. You know, the in theory, when you draft that player, you're too big and physical for a DB, and you're too quick for a linebacker, so that's my edge. But you got to prove that you're worth that attention and that you're going to run these guys out there to run coverage away so that it opens up for you. The payoff's got to be worth it. And I just don't know that the Bills are of the mind at this point to feel that that's been proven yet. So,
or to bother trying to
reconfigure
their offense to
establish it. But there are new pieces there, and maybe that's like the new wrinkle that comes this year or something. I don't know. It's part of the problem to me with the theory of it worked. So I don't know how much of a, you only have so much. I think you're only allowed to have so much of a problem with the concept, but everybody eats almost by definition tells you everyone's going to get their turns, and I don't know, like that's hardly the way pro sports ever works. Like, usually the best guy is going to be the one that you're going to draw everything up for. We know this guy can win for us, so let's make sure we give him all the help we need. Quarterback trusts him, you know, he runs good routes, he knows the offense, like all the things that need, all the boxes need to be checked. And if you're running an offense that is predicated on everybody sort of getting their turn, I just don't know how much of that you're actually going to see. I don't want to say regardless of how well the player performs, because I think at some point, you know, they would recognize, like, okay, this is working. We need to find ways to do more of that. But I just don't know in their passing game what that is right now.
Ron is next. Hello, Ron.
Good afternoon, guys. I'm thinking I'd like Kincaid to use more in the red zone, basically so Allen doesn't have to keep taking these 2-3 yards, 1 yard, leap into the end zone type thing. And, you know, KC figured out a way to stop Allen, because Allen always seems to go to the left side. He never changed in the playoffs, and that cost us the first down or two. But still, as he's getting older, I don't want him to keep taking these beatings and stuff, you know, because eventually, you know, it might cost him. And I think, you know, getting these players the short routes into the end zone and using Kincaid, you know, would be great. And remember when he was drafted, and I don't know if it was a rumor, if it was true, Allen was super excited that we drafted him. Like, he was really, like, excited we drafted him. Like, that was his guy he wanted. But then he doesn't really seem to have been that way since he's been on the team. So that's just why I'd like to see him use more. So Allen doesn't have to take such a beating anymore.
Yeah. Well, there is that. One of these days, that will have to be scaled back, I think. But I don't think the Bills, I mean, they've already sort of a little bit more than a half measure to rein Allen in a couple of years ago. Then they were 6-6, and they changed offensive coordinators, and then he ran constantly. We need to win games. I think it's been so clear how that, what the value of his running is to their chances of winning, that I bet they're not too interested, they're not too worried about containing him, self-containing him, while they still have a chance to win a championship. What happened 2 years ago was, let's just sort of, when we need it most, and that just happened to be like in November.
Yeah, didn't Bean even at one point, or McDermott, I think it was Bean before a season, like, you know, October, yeah, you know, whatever, early in the year, or was that us? Did I just say that so much that I think one of them said it? I think he made a point about that.
I think he said week two once.
Yeah, okay.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then I ran with that because I feel like it's an instinct point that Allen just, you know, I'm going to get this first down, and this is my best, these are my best odds.
Yeah.
And he's not wrong. They went to Washington week three 2 years ago when this was really top of mind. And he slid in that. They won the game 38-3 or something. Remember Ron Rivera kicking a field goal with a minute left? 37-3 was something like that to avoid the shutout. Congrats on that. So he slid at one point in that game, and he made a joke after the game about winning a bet because, yeah, like, right, you know, people didn't think he would slide. So that was a focal point 2 years ago. I don't know if it was last year. I just don't think it will be much of one until they can find, if this even exists, better ways to get first downs and touchdowns.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that exists.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he starts to get old. And then
that, I think, just, yeah, it happens sort of naturally, I think, is probably where we end up. Yeah, I would imagine they'll get the question because, you know, we've got more than a month here before we see them again, and training camp is long, and there's only so many storylines. So him running, him being protected, you know, does him winning the MVP, obviously his value to the team, does that, you know, set, are there any alarm bells? And you're like, at this point, I feel like McDermott mostly, I don't want to say he jokes about it, but there is a, like, I wish he'd slide. We should get out of bounds. But they're just living with it. You know, they're just.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because they I think, recognize the value and have not, like you just said, found something else to replace it with. So I think they're just, okay, I sure hope nothing goes wrong. And that's it. And I think that's going to continue until he shows some sign of needing to slow down, or like he's physically slowing down because he's aging. He gets to be 32 or whatever, some age, and it's just not as effective. You know, sadly, you know, an injury could impact that timeline. You know, hope it doesn't come, but you know, it is football. So, I don't expect them to, I think they'll get the question. And I just don't expect them to ever sound like they want him to stop. At least not right now. Not going into this year. I think maybe they win one, and that's a signpost where, okay, let's pull back on this. Try to extend this as long as we can, and maybe we pull the reins in a little bit on that. But it's still so much of it is in Allen's control while he's playing. That's why I say it almost has to happen naturally. Like, he has to realize, I can't beat that guy to the edge anymore. So I'm going to stop trying to do that. I'll try to extend plays as best I can, but me, you know, hurdling linebackers, you know, at some point that's going to be unrealistic. And I doubt that his running curtails much until then.
Yeah, I guess I agree. I think that there's also the point that we've made for years predating Allen even being here that, you know, the point about quarterback injuries and how they happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he can run all he wants, but if he's going down, he's, you know, avoiding big hits, which he's, you know, mostly able to do, not always, then all the better. And just simply running is not going to get him hurt.
Right.
You think about, you know, Lamar Jackson is always in the conversation when it comes to running quarterbacks. He never gets popped. He has a way of just, you know, doing everything he can do as a runner. He also doesn't run in the red zone like Allen does. I mean, he doesn't have anywhere near the touchdowns that Allen does. And that's a lot of where that physical contact is going to happen. I got to get to the line. But Jackson's able to, like, never really take a big hit. And I think of Allen getting hit, he's in the pocket in my mind's eye. It's, you know, games against Kansas City or anybody that things converge on him. He's better than anybody in the league at getting out of that.
Yeah.
Too, like avoiding the sack there. But, you know, you see maybe once a game or so where he takes a pretty good shot in the pocket, and that's pretty hard to avoid.
Maybe the scariest looking shot that comes to mind when I think about him taking hits is the hit in Baltimore last year. He's rolled out to
the
his
turnover.
Left. Yeah. He's out to his left, and it just, I mean, he just gets smashed on that play.
There was a play in the COVID year against the Chargers. I don't remember if he got really hit, but it looked like he was injured. There was a play in that year where I don't know if he was grabbing his knee or what. He was like down for a minute in that. And that was like maybe one of the only uh-oh moments with him. Like, he's just been able to bounce back up, you know, for years in a row. I mean, really amazing. Sal will join us at 4. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.